This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again.
Hi, I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today, and that song is dedicated to Joe Biden, hot off the presses, the Quinnipiac poll. If you haven't seen it, 36% approve of Joe Biden. It's slipping away. Today, the results are Republicans disapprove of Biden 94-4%. Who are those 4%? Did they call Liz Cheney? That's the only person I can think of. Mitt Romney, maybe? Democrats approve. This is how crazy they are. Approve of the job Joe Biden's doing 87-7%.
What's that all about?
They're still drinking the Kool-Aid. They haven't gone to fill up their gas tank. They haven't shopped for their turkey yet. Independent, 56-29, with 16% offering no opinion. I think they're more scared than anything else. And as you know, these polls are always slanted to the Democrats. So this is devastating. Okay, more on this. When they ask how Biden's doing about handling things, coronavirus, 45% approve, 50% disapprove. That is a huge swing for Biden, a huge swing, because a couple, maybe 2 months ago, his numbers were, if he was talking COVID, people were like, oh yeah, Joe Biden, he's great. Now they disapprove of his handling of it. So that is a huge swing. The economy, this is the killer. This is the killer because people vote their pocketbooks. And this is why in Virginia, I know we've heard a lot about critical race theory and parental. And I think that was a switch of an issue, that education is now a Republican issue, no longer a Democrat issue. But overall, people were voting their pocketbooks. So the economy, 34% approve, 59% disapprove. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Foreign policy, 33% approve. Who are these people that are approving of this? 55% disapprove. When asked about Biden's personal traits, cares about Americans, I would love to ask Jen Psaki about this. 47% say yes, 47% say no. White House is going to be like, uh-oh. Yeah. Honest, his honesty, 42% say he's honest, 51% say dishonest. Once again, who are these 42%ers? Good leadership skills. 37% say yes, he has good leadership. 57% say no.
This lying dog faced pony soldier.
These numbers are devastating. And if you read further through the polls, it shows that Republicans are in a very good place. So that's why we're playing a little bit of Happy Days. I know it's a Democratic song. Republicans don't seem to have a song. So, but it's maybe we should be playing goodbye, waving goodbye to Biden. But anyways, there's a lot to discuss about today. Will the Patriots win? Excited about the game tonight. Verdict for Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm worried. I'm worried about the jurors. And then obviously Biden blunders, as always. We've always got a plethora of those. But before we dive in there, I have to talk about the red wave, especially after this poll just came out. I know there's a lot of excitement on the Republican side, and I'm excited, and I actually see this year I am involved in more primaries than I ever have been. It's all there's a lot of trying to purge the weak need Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney type of Republicans out there. And I see a lot of excitement. And we are phenomenally, Republicans are on a generic ballot question, whether you're going to vote Republican or Democrat, are ahead like they've never been before. But not to be the Debbie Downer, there are ways to derail this. One is these 13 Republicans that betrayed us and voted for that Biden spending bill. Yep, they are. You can already see it. Those 13 Republicans, I've got a list and I'll try to read it later, of what they got in their districts. And they're going to all be handed out. You know it. I know it. You're going to see Warren and Markey and Bill Keating run down there and say, oh, we got funding for the bridges, for the new bridges. It, like they haven't already held that press conference. But and I believe that it was Trump that already set aside money on that, but they'll be running down there. Oh, look at me, pat me on the back. We're getting this done. We're getting that done. And we're all supposed to be impressed that they're bringing back pork, which is actually putting us further into debt and stealing the future of our children. Okay. The other thing that can derail Republicans is if Roe versus Wade is overturned. That will cause a lot of women to go out and vote. I fear that happening. It's going to the Supreme Court. I'm a little bit worried about that. And then Republicans being stupid. That is another way for Republicans to derail themselves from winning. Like Gosar, like the guy, good conservative on the House Freedom Caucus, but doing those videos, not a smart thing. We have got to be, we cannot lose this. There is so much at stake, and Republicans need to think of this as a game of Survivor, and we need to outplay, outsmart, and outlast these Democrats. And the other day, we talked about whether the Republican wave was going to hit Massachusetts. I believe it can. I am a Hollyanna, but I believe it can. But it won't happen if we don't have Republican candidates running for office. And I don't see any effort from our Mass GOP to get out there and recruit. When I look at who is filed for office, it's small for Republican sides. There's a ton of Democrats. We need to be recruiting candidates. You cannot beat these Democrats if you don't have anybody. So if you're out there in Graceland, I want you to think about it. Will you run for office? We need good people to run for office. Look at Shauna O'Connell. She is now the mayor of the city of Taunton. She started off as a state, she ran for state representative. She took out an 18-year incumbent, in a blue city. And she did a lot of it was grassroots, talking to people. You know, obviously we did some mailings. We did a lot of things to get her elected, but she had never been involved in politics before. She wasn't a school committee member. She didn't hold any position beforehand. She was just a mom who had had enough, was upset about Jessica's Law, and said, I'm going to run against this guy who didn't like Jessica's Law. And she did it. And I would encourage you to think in the same way. If you're upset about what's happening on these school boards or what curriculum, we talked about it yesterday, is being forced upon these kids, then you should get out there and run. Why not you? Our founding fathers did not want professional politicians. They didn't want career politicians. They wanted average people to get out there and run for office. That's what they wanted. And I always hear, well, I haven't done this or I haven't done that. That's fine. It's okay. You don't need to be a professional politician. The most important thing for you to have, and we saw it down there with the New Jersey truck driver, is you've got to have the fire in the belly to run for office. Think about it. Are you smart enough to run for office? Yes, you're not a Democrat. So, yes. Right? I mean, look at who's president of the United States. Don't even ask that question if you're smart enough.
I'm not the president.
And look at the messes that Bacon Hill has done. They have a tax expenditure committee, a committee that looks at things that we haven't taxed, and they consider it an expenditure on behalf of the state that they're not collecting more taxes from you. We're the most indebted state in the nation per capita. We spend $675,000 on road maintenance every single mile for every single year. Outrageous. We need good people to run and bring some common sense to Bacon Hill. So if you ever have a question, I am a consultant, but you can go to Tuesday Associates. I help a lot, TuesdayAssociatesLLC.com. I have a lot of people that are out there that contact me, and, you know, I'm pretty full, almost full with my client base this year. But, you know, call me. I'll put you in touch with the right people. We need people to run for office. I want to see the red wave hit Massachusetts. If not now, when will it ever hit? This is crucial. For our state to get there. So I really would urge everybody to think about running for office. We cannot, you drive down the roadways and you see the crazy stuff that's going on in the state of Massachusetts. We need good people with common sense to step up to the plate. And if the Mass GOP is not going to ask, I'm asking you, we need you to run for office. Now is the time. Okay. And we got so much to talk about today. We got to talk about turkeys and congestion pricing and Let's Go Brandon and mail-in balloting. And you won't want to miss this show. But first, Jared, you have a special message for us.
Yes, we have some exciting news. You hear us talk about Eden Pure all the time, how much we love their products. The Thunderstorm air purifier, the Gen 40
great
heater,
stuff.
The Gen 21 heater, all of it great. Well, good news. Because Eden Pure has launched a new website that features special deals and discounts on Eden Pure products that only listeners to the Howie Carr Show and the Grace Curley Show can access. The new website is EdenPureHowie.com. That's EdenPureHowie.com. Eden Pure has been in business for more than 16 years. They're nationally known for innovative products for better living. Eden Pure started with the portable infrared heater, and they've expanded it into air purifiers, vacuums, air coolers. Products have become a staple in homes across America, and they help people save their hard-earned money. And they're going to save you even more, because if you go to EdenPureHowie.com and use code word MYDEALS, that's M-Y-D-E-A-L-S, MYDEALS, you'll save $20 on any product, and you'll get free shipping. Don't let the woke companies get your business and your money. Go directly to EdenPureHowie.com and save with them. The MyDeals code includes their very popular Thunderstorm air purifier and the Gen 40 heater, among other things. That's EdenPureHowie.com and use the code word MyDeals to get an additional $20 discount on any product as well as free shipping.
All right. Well, thank you, Jared. Love their products. It makes the place smell very good.
It really does.
Yeah, big difference. I'm Holly Robichaud. We'll be right back after this short message.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley on this. Jared, is it possible to do an outside show?
It's so, a remote from the parking lot.
Right. It's so beautiful. I could get a tan today. Who needs to go to Florida? if you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call at 844-500-4242. But first, we've got to go to today's poll question, which is brought to you by Kennedy Carpet. They're great. Howie has used Kennedy for decades, and I'm going to make a visit there soon, too. For all of your flooring needs and carpet cleaning, go to KennedyCarpet.com today. They are great. Give them a call right away. So, Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results so far?
Biden wants the FTC to investigate oil companies for the rising cost of gas. Does he think we're that stupid or is he just that clueless?
All right. And so I am saying he thinks we're that stupid.
67% believe that he thinks we're that stupid. 33% believe he's that clueless.
All right. Well, this one's kind of a hard one.
Not necessarily in that order.
It's kind of a hard one. So, right before we go to the callers, the other thing is Jared came up with, he found out what the name of the turkeys that are being pardoned tomorrow.
Yes.
And Jared, what are they named?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Now, I have a I have a theory as to why they named them peanut butter and jelly. You want to know why?
Sure. Why is that?
Okay. Because you can't afford turkey. That's all you're going to be able to afford for this Thanksgiving with the inflation from the Biden administration.
I mean, these are the people that tweeted out that you could save 16 cents on your 4th of July pork chops that we all eat.
Right. Pork chops. Yeah. Everybody eats those pork chops on 4th of July. I mean, there's so many other names. You could name it Pilgrim and Indian, salt and pepper.
Well, that's a microaggression right there. You can't do that.
Corn and squash, leg and wing. But here's my theory on because this is another one they could have named it with everything that's happening. As you know, only 40% of the TSA people have gotten vaccinated, and the deadline is Monday, and so there might not be enough TSA people for the busiest travel day. And this is like the busiest travel day in years.
Damn that Ron DeSantis.
Right. So they should name it TSA and delay. So that's my theory. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on next with Holly Robichaud.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Holly?
Great.
I hope to be the director of some radio network some year so I can hire you.
Oh.
I have to praise you for your work. Hey, this Judge Schrader, dog and pony show all the way.
Yep.
I think that stuff about don't be brazen to me is just, the Supreme Court does that too when they're reviewing cases. You think they're going your way and let me pull the rug on you. He's a Democrat, if anybody didn't know. He ran for multiple Democratic offices, DA, et cetera, before he became a judge. He was appointed to be a judge by a Democrat. He's been reelected several times as a Democrat.
I'm wondering at this point why he hasn't, and we've got Mark Salinas coming up later, but I want to ask, is there a reason why he hasn't declared a mistrial at this point?
Exactly. Yes, he was the most egregious one. Wouldn't you agree, Holly?
Yeah.
They suppress evidence after they gave their summary arguments, right? But I believe the defense knew about those videos, and they asked them to review them, and they saw that, oh, wait a minute, it wasn't that cloudy on your version. The version we have, this was whether or not he was pointing the weapon at people, right? So we know what that's all about. These people this trial should be thrown out with prejudice, right? They should be investigated, those two, probably be disbarred, right? There's a federal law for that, too.
Right, you can't do that.
Law, whatever.
Right. So, so you want to stay, Nick, you want to stay tuned, because I'm going to ask Mark Salinas all this information. I want to hear from a lawyer. What does he think? If he was the prosecution, would he be worried about his bar card? I would be. I would be. They go after that stuff. So, Nick, thanks for calling in. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss the Mark Salinas spot. Let's go to Gina. Gina, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Gina.
Good afternoon to yourself. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So this, in regards to running for office in any regard within the GOP. So I have been running for State Committee Woman for First Suffolk, myself and the gentleman who's running for State Committee Man. We've been doing this for over a year. And unfortunately, the heads of the GOP, Jim Lyons, he just doesn't have his act together, unfortunately. So my biggest message is for those who do want to run for office, who want to obviously do that. Sorry, yep. I'm into my words. Don't rely on the chairman and don't rely on the heads of the GOP to help and assist and help in funding, because they're just not there. They have their own agenda right now. Unfortunately, they're just not listening to the Massachusetts base. They're just kind of not pulling their weight. And I, honest to gosh, don't even know what they're doing. We have absolutely no money to even fund candidates due to Jim Lyons' discretion. It's kind of a nightmare, but I guess I mean, I'm not going to give up. My partner and I are going to hold the faith, and hopefully they'll call our caucus too, because no district should not have representation.
Right.
It's absolutely bonkers.
I've heard, Gina, I've heard a little bit about this controversy, and I mean, we've got to have representation on the state committee, and we've got to get out there and elect candidates, and you get out there and do the job that what they haven't elected you for yet, and I know you'll make a positive difference. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be right back after this short break.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
We're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley on this beautiful Wednesday. And don't forget, there's that big lunar eclipse tonight after the Patriots game. You don't want to miss that. So much to talk about, and I was going to get to the Bacon Hill report, but got to go quickly to what is happening in the Kyle Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse trial as we await the verdict. The judge has just banned MSNBC, and Nick said before we took the break, he said that the judge was a Democrat. I don't know. Banning MSNBC makes him sound a little Republican. But, Jared, do you have the clip of what the judge had to say?
Last evening, a person who identified himself as James G. Morrison and who claimed that he was a producer with NBC News, employed for MSNBC, and under the supervision of a person, what's going on? Oh, okay. Under the supervision of someone named Irene Bayan in New York for MSNBC, the police, when they stopped him because he was following at a distance of about a block and went through a red light, pulled him over and inquired of him what was going on, and he gave that information and stated that he had been instructed by Ms. Bayan in New York to follow the jury bus.
So they have been banned from the MSF. They've been banned from the courtrooms.
He was ticketed for violating a traffic control signal. I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
How about ever? Ever? This is what we've been talking about, is the threat that people are feeling, Jared.
Yes.
And I said I thought yesterday that the jurors would be feeling threatened. I know the judge feels threatened, and now for them to do this, I always call it MSDNC, and for them to be doing this, that shame on them. And once again, it begs the question: where's the mistrial on this? How many more things have to be going on to influence this jury? At this point, they don't get all of the evidence. They are being intimidated. You've got news people following them. This is not cool. I think they should have been sequestered, but that's just me. That's just me, okay? But at this point, there's enough here to throw out any kind of verdict that comes in. And it should. Why is this trial going on? I feel like it feels like at this point, every day is another day of doing intimidation on this jury. That's my feeling. What do you think out there in Graceland? Our number is 844-500-4242. Yikes. This is scary stuff. Okay, to get to the Bacon Hill report, Just so much to talk about. So Wednesday, yeah, is the deadline for them passing legislation for the year. As of Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, where usually Wednesdays they say, you know, have a nice weekend. So this Wednesday is when they finish for this year, and they will be on break until January, as if they, I mean, they only meet one day a week anyways. This is kind of ridiculous, but they try to claim that they are not full-time by not meeting in the month of December when they're doing the Christmas shopping. So there's a lot of things that are still left on the books that they haven't taken care of. First and foremost, though, I cannot believe this. So this is the headline yesterday for out of the Senate. The Senate extends emergency rules through the winter. I'm not kidding you. Rules that allow senators to debate and vote remotely will remain in place until March 31st under the approved changes because of COVID. That's right. COVID is, as they say, to manage the lingering COVID-19 risks.
Wow. I want to know on this one, do they get, what about their travel stipend? What about their,
That is all folded into one now. They don't, they don't do that anymore. They got a bump in the pay. Remember the pay rate? The Senate emergency. The Senate emergency rules package allows senators to cast votes without being present on the chamber floor. It requires everyone present in the room to maintain social distancing and imposes a mask requirement on the Senate-controlled spaces in the State House. Come on. Everybody can get back into get back to work. Just get back to work.
If you're making people wear masks in the State House, then you can be in the State House.
Right.
Wearing a mask. You don't have to be remote.
Remote. But this, talk about it. Talk about it.
Whatever you want to do. It's cool.
Yeah. Do whatever you want. Nobody cares. So, all right. Let's go to Louie. Louie, you're on next with the Holly Robichaud.
Ms. Robichaud, you can stay on the air. Today's Thursday. I know you inadvertently said Wednesday, but you may continue your monologue.
Okay. All right. Good point. Week's just flying by. The week's just flying by.
I got a lot of points.
Okay.
I got a lot of points. Who invited this 17-year-old lunatic to Kenosha, Wisconsin?
I believe he was helping protect an auto dealership that was damaged to the tune of $1.5 million. Why is he a lunatic?
Why
do you call him a lunatic?
Invited a minor that thinks he's an EMT, a firefighter, a police officer. I mean, if this isn't borderline personality, who invited this guy?
So, Louis, why is he a lunatic? He's out there defending property rights. Is that, we're all crazy on that front?
He fired a weapon that he's illegally possessed.
He did not illegally possess, Louis. They threw out those charges, so wrong on that front.
I'm not talking about the charges. He has no right to handle that weapon.
He has no right to hit. No, he can legally handle that weapon. He can't legally buy it, but he can legally handle that weapon. So that's not correct.
Yeah. Well, today is Thursday.
All right. So, Louis, I'm sorry.
Gave him a shot.
Okay. All right.
Pun intended.
All right. Going back to, I'm sorry I screwed up that I said it was Wednesday. I don't know why I said that. I'm used to.
What kind of lunatic would say Wednesday on a Thursday, Holly?
I don't know. So,
how are you in Kenosha?
Well, I do know there's the Patriots game today, and there's also the lunar eclipse. Okay, the other thing that's coming, that this is really good news, and I'm kind of celebrating on this front. There is no clear timetable up there at the State House to make mail-in voting permanent, and they also put onto that legislation allowing people to same-day registration, which is just open the door for fraud. And I, so on Beacon Hill, they have not been able to get that passed. Now, the Senate approved in October what they call the Votes Act along party lines, which would ensure mail-in voting and expanded early voting, as well as implement same-day voter registration. But if they don't act by Wednesday, it's put off. So this is good news that this we could possibly at least kill the bill for another 6 to 7 weeks out there. And look, I can't stand... every time they say mail-in voting and expanded early voting helps get people to vote, it really does not. Those people that would vote anyways, early vote. I looked at the numbers. We have ways of ranking these voters. As a consultant, I've looked at them. Everybody that early votes are really good voters, and they would do it anyways. They would vote anyways. This is infuriating me. And then all this does is this mail-in voting and expanded early voting makes it far more costly on challenger candidates. Once again, giving the incumbency shift, making it better for incumbents to get reelected. This is all about stacking the deck against challenger candidates. And we got to stop this because it also allows for cheating. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on next. Good afternoon, Tony. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I just want to say that if they want to prove the self-defense, all the people out there protesting now, and apparently they were trying to take photos and follow the jurors home, these jurors are going to need a rifle to protect themselves from these lunatics that are threatening violence, threatening the judge, threatening the jurors, threatening the cities with violence. Yeah, I unfortunately, he did not belong there. However, self-defense, I mean, look what's going on.
Well, hey, Tony, if you're all, anybody that wants to self-defense is a lunatic, according to Louis, right? I mean, he's a lunatic. Hey, Tony, thank you for that call. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be back with all your calls right after this short break.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace on this beautiful Thursday. It's gorgeous out there. If you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call at 844-500-4242. And a lot of people are upset about a lot of different things going on. Let's go to the callers. Zebra, you're on next. Good afternoon, Zebra. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Holly. It is a great day out there, but some of us got to work while other people are spending our money. So we'll keep on working as I write reports and I give you a call. Just to let Tony and Louie know, freedom of movement is guaranteed in the Constitution. You don't need to be invited to go anywhere in the 50 states. So I think they should just give up on that. Plus, he had relatives in that town. And... this trial is turning into a big farce. I predict that it will eventually, two things, I predict two things. It will eventually fall apart in a mistrial, particularly with what's going on outside the courthouse. And secondly, I hope that Grace has all her TVs and phones and radios unplugged, because it's unfair. She should be on her honeymoon and have all this good stuff happening. I feel bad. Maybe your husband to be is probably thinking he has to share her intellect with the honeymoon here. If she is listening, turn the radio off and enjoy your honeymoon. But this is Louis and Tony. They got it wrong, and I think people are afraid of their fellow citizens. That's why they fear the Second Amendment. And in order to be free, you got to be brave and trust other people. We do it every day. When we drive down the road, there's a little yellow line, and we trust that the next person isn't going to cross it and kill us. It happens all the time. You can't be free unless you're brave. So it's tough, but I would not challenge or charge somebody that was holding a gun, that was afraid, or chase them down the street. That's the ultimate in arrogance to think you can get away with something. But hey, the mayor was letting them get away with burning things.
Yeah.
And if anyone's responsible for what
happened,
they eventually...
it's the mayor. It's the mayor for allowing that to happen, Zebra. You're so right. Where's the leadership? People taking. The mayor's taking and stopping the whole riot that was going on. This shouldn't have happened to begin with. That person is responsible. Hey, Zebra, thank you for the call. Always appreciate it. Let's go to next, Carolyn. Carolyn Colarusso. Hey, Carolyn, how's it going today?
Hey, Holly, I have my shorts on and my hybrid because I don't want to pay for any more gas at the gas pump. This is getting crazy.
It is.
But I'm calling you about the mail-in voting nonsense going on. And just to remind your viewers, we, the people here in the most corrupt state, in the nation, Massachusetts, we don't serve a neutral government, okay? What these guys on Beacon Hill are trying to do is very clear. It's one drop at a time. They keep on extending mail-in voting. They don't want to have a full vote on it. They know it's an issue that's resonating with voters, so they're normalizing it, desensitizing you so that when they pass it, likely in the middle of the night, you'll just accept it as the norm. For the same reason that we can't put term limits on the ballot, term limits requires a constitutional amendment. Well, guess what, Holly? So does voting. The way we vote requires a constitutional amendment because it's in the Massachusetts Constitution. I have a lawsuit that says that. It's working its way up through the courts. These guys are passing things that are unconstitutional. They're cherry picking what laws they want to follow and what laws they don't want to follow. Early voting, unconstitutional. Universal no-excuse mail-in voting, unconstitutional. But they get away with it because they have 5-to-1 supermajorities. I heard you with the open man. We need people to run. We need people to run up and down for every seat. I call it reset. Run every seat every time. Take away some of these majorities. Let some of these guys on Beacon Hill lose their comfy seats that they can do from the Zoom room in their home instead of show up and go to work like the rest of us. And we'll finally see the change that we demand in this state.
I agree, Carolyn, and thank you for that call so much. Yeah, we got to stop in this mail-in balloting and early voting and the same-day registration. I'm glad to see it stalled up there at the State House. Actually, I'm relieved that it stalled up there at the State House because if this gets passed, it makes it easier for cheating. I know that the Secretary of State's office apologized for the R's and D's on the outside of the envelopes, but it doesn't make me feel any better. And I believe, Caroline, you've been involved in a lawsuit, well, not only a lawsuit, but trying to find out how many of the ballots that were mailed out that came back bad, and they have been less than forthright with the information, let's just say. If you can't give us information about how bad our voter rolls are, why should we be, one, doing this all over again, two, increasing our voter rolls? This is a license to cheat, and I'm sorry, I believe in election integrity, and that for every vote that cheats, it discounts somebody who voted for real. And we've got to stop this. So as of Wednesday, it will be postponed for at least 6 weeks, which is good news. And usually the State House doesn't come back until sometime around Martin Luther King Day. So it's more like 8 weeks, which is always a good thing. I guess I'd rather pay them than have them go to work. I'm Holly Robichaud. We'll be back with all your calls right after this short break. Stay tuned.